We're holding still in Adon Olam. Vehu Nisi. Vehu Nisi Umanaisli. Menos Kaisi Biyam Akra. He is my banner. Vehu Nisi means he's my banner. Hashem is my banner. A refuge for me. That's Uman nicely. He's a refuge for me. Menos koisi b'yom ekra. The portion in my cup on the day I call. We need to try to understand what these words mean. Let's first talk about Uhunisi Uman nicely. He is my banner and my refuge, a refuge for me. The word nes, right, nisi, the reason why it means a banner is because the word nes means to raise. Saw nes, right, nes there also means a banner, lift the nes. Nes means elevated. The Arizal says, there's a pasuk in Parashat Shoftim, I believe it is. Pasuk says, the pasuk is talking about somebody who murders a person unintentionally. So it says, "Well, kim inali yadai." Hashem brought it to his hand. Hashem made it happen to his hand. Hashem inali yadai. V'samti l'chamakem asher yonas shama. So the pasuk says, Hashem says, "I will prepare a place for you." That you shall run there. So Arizal says that the words inol yodai v'samti l'cha, right, it says, v'kim inol yodai v'samti l'cha makom asher yonas shama, inol yodai v'samti l'cha, says Arizal's Rosh Tevis El. I know we're past El on that, but just to get a bit of a glimpse, into what these words mean. Before we go there, let's try to understand. In Parsha Shoftim itself, there is what seems to be a contradiction. We've spoken about this before. Before Bnei Yisrael go out to war, there is the Kohen Gadol would get up and say, the Kohen Mashiach Malchama would get up and say, Shema Yisrael, Atem Yotzim Hayom Malchama Leveichem. Listen, Yisrael, today you're going out to war against your enemies. Don't be afraid. So Rashi says there that Shema Yisrael, he uses the word Shema Yisrael. Says Rashi, even if you only have the chus of Shema Yisrael itself, that is sufficient. It's sufficient that you should win the war. A couple of pesukim later, it says, Isha yore barachaleva, somebody who is fearful and has a soft heart, he should go home. He shouldn't go out to war. Says Rashi, what does that mean that he's yore? A yore barachaleva? Says Rashi, yore ma'averus shabiyadai. He's afraid of the averus that he has. So if he's afraid of Aver, that he has Aver, he should go home. So what's going on here? Here we say that Even if you have only the schus of Shema Yisrael itself, that's sufficient that you should win the war. Meaning that if somebody doesn't keep the rest of the Torah at all he does is says Shema Yisrael, that's sufficient. And then, a couple of psukim later, if he's afraid of his averus, he shouldn't go out. The Navi, both the pasuk in the Torah and the Navi, the pasuk in the Torah is V'shavta ad Hashem alekecha, you shall return until Hashem your God. And then the Navi also says Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha. And we pointed out many times, what's the lashon ad Hashem alekecha? Return until Hashem your God. The Navi continues Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha, return Yisrael until Hashem. You got to ki chashalta b'avaynecha, because you stumbled upon your avayn. Now, the difficulty with that, the Gemara asked the Kasha, Avayin means amazed. It means an aver that's unintentional. Nobody stumbles on amazed, right? A person does amazed it intentionally. So the Gemara says it's a stira, it's a contradiction. If it's a kishlein, if it's chashalta, it's not avinacha. And if it's an avayin, it's not a kishlein. So I'd like to say like this. A Yid needs to realize that we are the custodians of a neshama which is a chelek elikamim al mamash. Each and every Yid has a neshama that is part and parcel of the Rabbeinu Shleim himself, that is known as the Pinta Yid, that is something that can never be compromised. No matter how low a Yid falls, or how distant one is from Yiddishkeit, that Pintel Yid remains holy. It is never, ever compromised by Chet. It's never compromised by any Aveir. That is the essence of a Yid. That Pintel Yid is the essence of a Yid. So a Yid ba'atzmiyusay, a Yid in their essence, every Yid, in our essence, we are a good people. Any avera that we do is attributed to our chitzonius. It's attributed to our externity. It's not part of our essence. Therefore, whenever a yid wants to do tshuva, there's a place within the person that the person can escape to. There's a refuge place within us. It's a place of holiness. It's a place that has never been compromised. And we can always, when a Yid remembers that is our pneumius, that is us, that is the true me, is that holy place within me, when a Yid taps into that, that allows the Yid to do tshuva no matter what the Yid has done in the past. It makes absolutely no difference. Because whatever the Yid has done, which was not right in the past, that is all attributed to his chitzonius, not to the nekuda apnimius, not to his pintalid. That pintalid is called Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. It's written in individual and singular term, not in plurals, not Hashem Elokechem. It's Hashem Elokecha. Each and every yid has their own pintalid. It's called Hashem, your God. So when the Navi and the Torah Kedoshah tells us v'shavta or shuva Yisrael, they tell us, how do you do that? Ad Hashem alekecha, access that Hashem alekecha that's within you. Access that pintalid. Tap into that pintalid because in essence you're good. In essence you're godly. Your essence has never been compromised. It's unbecoming of us to despair, because the reason we're despairing is due to what we've done. What we've done is part of our chitzonius. That's not part of our pnimius. And that's why the pasuk says, "Ki chashalta b'avaynecha." Even the avaynus you've done, even the mazid that we've done, is attributed to a kishlein. It's a It's something that is not panimi. It's something that is not, it's not done with our essence. It's done as if it were a kishlein, as if it were, we stumbled upon it, because it's not the true me that has done the aveir. So much so that an aveira that a yid does is only attributed to their hands. It is not attributed to our essence. Our hands are is that is most chitzoni to us. It's the part of us that is the most external is our hands. Any aveira is attributed to our hands. We say every day, at least twice a day, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We don't say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. That should have been sufficient. Right? Shema Yisrael Hashem is one. No. Hashem Elokeinu. The Hashem that is our personal God. It is Hashem Echad that is part and parcel of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Our neshama, what we're stating is that Hashem Elokeinu, our neshama, our chedek alekamimal is part of Hashem Echad. And if a yid remembers that, a yid can get through the battles of life. Shema Yisrael atam yoytzim ayoyim lamalchom aloyveichem. Even if a person has just the schus of Shema Yisrael, meaning a yid understands that Hashem alekeinu Hashem Echad, that our my neshama, which is my Hashem alekecha, is the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. It is uncompromised. It's kadosh v'tahor. With that, a yid can get through the battles of life. But if he's yorei ma'averus shebiyadai, but if he's concerned about the averus, what averus? The averus of his hands. He's concerned about averus that are chitzoni to him. You're never going to get through the battles of life with that. If somebody's allowing the averus to schlep him down, the averus shebiyadai, there's no way such a person can go out to war. And that's how I believe what the pasuk is telling us. We're talking about a person that murdered another person. And it's considered a shoygig. We're talking about somebody who murdered somebody with shoygig. Says the Torah Kedusha, "Va'elekim ino le'yadai." One needs to know that when a yid does an avera, it is something that happened to his hands. It never touched the person's penimius. Continues the pasuk, "V'samti lachamokay mashayal neshama." I have prepared a place for you to escape to, and that place is our neshama. That place is the pentalid. That place is kodesh v'tor. When we realize that whatever happened, happened to our hands, we need to remember Hashem has prepared a place that we can escape to. And that, I believe, is what the Paitan is saying here. V'hu nisi, that Ribbono Shel Olam has raised me by placing within me a chelek alekamimal, by making me godly. Umanoisli, and therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam is my refuge. Where is this Ribbono Shel Olam? Within me. V'samti l'chom makam asher yom neshama. I prepared a place for you to run. And that place is within each and every one of us. L'chelek elekam imal. The uncompromised pintalit. That's umanoisli. He is my refuge. I thought of perhaps another understanding of these words, v'hunisi umanoisli. In Parshas Baal Leischa, if you look into the either into the Chumash or into the Sefer Torah, one will see that there's the only time in the Torah there's two backwards nuns. They're like simonim, they look like backwards brackets. Backwards nuns, upside down nuns. And between these nuns is the parasha of Vayimensoya. Obviously, all the commentaries comment as to why this, why even Soya is written between these two backwards notes. Rashi brings from Chazal that really the these two psukim don't belong here; they belong elsewhere. But they were placed. Rabbi Yishlam placed them here in order to be mafsik meperonis gemara, to be mafsik meperonis the peronis, in order to separate between one bad occurrence and another bad occurrence. What are these bad occurrences? Well, right afterwards we see the bad occurrence. It says by he ha'am kimis einanim, that the nation complained. Not a good thing to do. Not a good thing to complain. That's the peronis. Tosfos is bothered. Where's the peronis before that? Doesn't seem to have any peronis before that. It says by Yisu Mehar Hashem, the pasuk before those backwards nuns is by Yisu Mehar Hashem. It talks about Bnei Yisrael leaving Har Sinai. They traveled from the mountain of Hashem. Chazal darshan on that pasuk that they left Har Sinai kitinoi kabereach mebeis haSefer. They left Har Sinai like a child running away from school. Now, that Chazal itself is very difficult. This is a very innocent pasuk. Vayisamei Hashem, it says they traveled from the mountain of Hashem. Where in the world does it say that they were running away like a child running away from school? Where did Chazal get to make such a drasha? So I thought that perhaps we could say like this. We find in the Torah Kedosh, there's a loisase, there's a prohibition for Klal Yisrael to go back to Mitzrayim. We're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim as a nation. And this loisase is written, Lo Yashavu Mitzrayim, it's written numerous times, one in Parshas B'Shalach, another time in Parshas Shoftim. We shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. Why does the Rebbe Yishlam want us to go back to Mitzrayim? So perhaps Mitzrayim represents Tumah. It was a land of Tumah. It was Erev HaSa'aret. No Yid belongs to Mitzrayim. And at least in what Mitzrayim represents. Where does a Yid belong? A Yid belongs in Har Sinai. Har Sinai represents the Torah HaKadosh. A Yid belongs in Har Sinai. So, a Yid is either marching towards Har Sinai, or marching towards Mitzrayim. Wherever we are, one needs to reflect whatever they want to do, wherever they're going. Where am I going now? Am I going towards Mitzrayim, or am I going towards Har Sinai? It's one of those two places. There's no gray area in Yiddishkeit. There's no middle ground. It's either Mitzrayim or Har Sinai. In the order of the Aleph Beis, right, we have it smack in the middle of the Aleph Beis, we have the Mem. Then comes the Nun, and then comes the Samach. Mem, Nun, Samach. Mem is the first letter of Mitzrayim, represents Mitzrayim. The Samach is the first letter of Sinai, represents Har Sinai. The Nun, in between, represents the traveler, a Nesea, the person traveling. So a Yid is always in between Mitzrayim and Sinai. Right? We are the Nun. Now, the way a Nun is regularly shaped, it's facing the Samach with its back towards the Mem. Right? Mem, Nun, Samach. The Nun has its back to the Mem, and it's facing Sinai. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to have our back towards Mitzrayim. We're supposed to be traveling towards our Sinai. That's Gevaldik. But when there's a backwards nun, That represents that we've turned our back to Sinai, and we're heading towards Mitzrayim. When you have a backwards nun, the nun is facing the man with his back to the samach. So when Chazal see in the Torah two backwards nuns, that means trouble. That means that we've turned our back on Har Sinai. So it has to be that Vayisu Mehar Hashem, and it has to be that we traveled away from Har Hashem, like a Tinuk HaBerech Beis HaSefer, like a child running away from school with our back to Har Sinai. Now, say a Yid has success. We're marching towards Sinai. Right, so then that becomes Nun Samach, which is Neis. Right? It becomes Nun Samach, it means a Yid facing the Samach. That is Neis. Chazal tell us that Yitzrei Shel Adam is Gavra Olam V'Chol Yoyim, that a person's Yitzhar Hara would overcome the person every single day. If Hashem would not assist us, we would never be able to overcome the Yitzhar Hara. So any success that we have in facing Sinai, traveling towards Sinai, needs to be attributed to the Rabbi Nishlaila. V'hu Nisi. Whenever I have Nais, whenever I am successful at marching towards Sinai with my back towards Mitzrayim, that is the Rabbi Nishlaila, V'hu Nisi. He is my Nais. But however, when it's Memnun Samach, which means that I'm conflicted between the Mem and the Samach, right? That is my Avodah. I need to fight that battle. So V'hu, the Rabbi Nishlaila, is Nisi. So meaning when I have success and it's only Nun Samach, I'm going to attribute that success to the Rabbi Nishlaila. Umanois, but when it's Memnun Samach, li, that's my avoid. That's my own avoid. Whether I'm going to Mitzrayim or I'm going to Sinai, that's a battle I have to fight on my own. The Gemara tells a story that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, was once walking in the butcher market, and a young calf that was being led to be slaughtered ran to Rebbe. And it hid under his cloak. So Rebbe told the calf, Lech, go. Kach nevresa. This is what you were created for. You were created to be slaughtered. So the Gemara says that Rebbe was punished for his lack of compassion. He had terrible yisurim from that point on. Rebbe was afflicted with terrible affliction. Unbelievable affliction. So Rebbe Nosson Wachtfeigel, the Lakewood Mashgiach, Tzchanan Lavracha, asks, are we going, it's Chas V'Shalom, every Shoichet going to be punished? No behemoth wants to go to the Shechita. Rebbe was right. Lekach Nevresa. That's what he was. That's what the behemoth was created for. What did Rebbe do wrong? And he answers that when a creation, a balchai, runs to you for compassion, if it runs under your cloak, you don't send it away. Kach nevresa, very fine. A sheichet can take it to the shechita, it's not a problem. But when it runs to you for protection, you protect it. Says Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel, this is what Sukkot is about. We had a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which was a Yom Adin. It was a day of judgment. We'd have no idea what our judgment was. Whether it was L'chaim or the opposite, we don't know. So the first thing we do is we run under the Rabbeinu Shlom's cloak. We run into the Sukkah. B'tzeil kanafecha tastireini. Rabbeinu Shlom, you were going into the shade of your cloak. And when we run to the Rabbeinu Shlom for protection, he can't send us away. So, according to that, v'hu nisi means Rabbeinu Shlom, you raised us, you elevated us when on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We stand like Malachim. Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. Yom Kippur, we stand like Malachi Hashem. It's Rabbeinu Shlom raised us. U'monoisti, and then you're our refuge on Sukkot. On Sukkot, we run under the Rabbeinu Shlom's cloak. And the Rabbeinu Shlom protects us. And perhaps this gives more insight into the words of the Reishis Chachma. Chazal say, "Kol ma sha'im lo gmal ba'is asay chutz mitzay." Whatever your host, whatever the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do, besides leave. That's what Chazal said. Kol ma sha'im lach Baal HaBayis asay chutz mitzay. What does that mean? If the Baal HaBayis tells you to leave, why shouldn't you leave? So he says, he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a fellow whose name was Elisha ben Avuya, otherwise known as Acher. Acher was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Tremendous. He was Reb Meir's Rebbe. The Rebbe of the Tanna Reb Meir. And then Acher went off the deep end. He became Amish and Apikaris. And a heavenly voice came out and said, Shuvu banim shevavim. Return, my children, return. Chutz me Acher. Everybody besides Acher. So the Gemara relates that one Shabbos, Reb Meir was learning Torah from Acher. How was he learning Torah? Acher was riding on a donkey on Shabbos. And Reb Meir was walking next to him to learn Torah. And they were walking, and finally Acher said to Reb Meir, you got to stop. It's the Tchum Shabbos. You can't go any further. Go back home. Acher said to Rameir, go back home. So Rameir said to Acher, how about you coming back home too? So Acher says, Shamati Macharei HaParagoid, I heard a voice from behind the curtain that said, Shuvu banu shevavim chutz me'acher. Come back, my children, besides Acher. I have no hope. So the question is, what taina is there on Acher for not doing tshuva? If a heavenly voice said that he can't do tshuva. Says the Reishis Chachma, Kol ma sha'im lach Baal HaBayis asay chutz mitzay. Whatever the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, Baal HaBayis is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom says you need to do, besides when he says, leave. When a Yid hears the word, when a Yid hears those words, chutz me'acher, sometimes we have a voice within us saying that, forget it, you're doomed. Right, we have that voice telling chutz me'acher. At that point, we need to run towards the Rabbeinu Shalom, hide under his cloak. And at that point, the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't send us away. And as we mentioned before, there's nowhere really physically that the person needs to run. That place is within us. Samti l'chalmaka. The Rebbeinu Shlom has made a place within ourselves, which is that chedek of the kamimal. That's where we need to run to. Menos koisi b'yom ekra. The portion in my cup on the day I call. What does that mean? I believe what it means is the following. Reb Tzadik says that we find sometimes people that are really not interested in Avodas Hashem. They're, after all, we're busy. Torah does Eilam Hazah, Yayim of Alayla. But Chas V'Sholem, when a Torah hits them, when trouble comes, all of a sudden they're davening Erlich, and they're saying Tehillim, and there's... They tell a story of one of the Rebbes, that one of his Chassidim came and asked him if he should invest with so-and-so. Big Gvir, if she invests with him, the Rebbe said yes. A couple of years went by, the Rebbe summoned this Chassid and said, get your money now. Pull your money out of the investment. So he went and pulled his money out. Sure enough, a couple weeks later, the guy went bankrupt. So the Chassid came back to the Rebbe and thanked him. The Rebbe said it wasn't a Mifus. I saw the Gvir, the guy you invested with, I saw him saying Tillim. For him to say Tillim, there's got to be something that's really wrong. It's very unfortunate, but it's very true. Chas v'shalom, Ayid finds himself in Eitz Tzara. That's when we turn to the Rabbi Nishalei. Says Reb Tzadik, the real person is the person in the Eitz Tzara, not the person when he's not in Eitz Tzara. How do we tell what a real person, what is the essence of the person? The essence of the person is who he runs to when he's in trouble. And since the person, the Yid, runs to the Rebbeinu Shleilam when a Yid is in trouble, that identifies what the essence of the Yid is. There's another way that you can detect what a person is. Bekoisai, when the Yid is drunk. When a person is drunk, and all of his guards are down, that is when one can tell what the person really is. And if he's Erlich, and it's a time where he cries out to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, then you know that the person is essentially pure. So such times of trouble where the person runs to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, or at times when a person is intoxicated and he runs to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, those show who the person really is. So, menos koisi means Rebbeinu Shleilam, you are the portion of my cup. Meaning, when I'm drunk, you are the one I run to. And there's another such way that you can tell who I am, b'yom ekra, the day, that fateful day when I have to call out to you. Right? That is when you can see who I run to. How do I know? How can I prove to you that you're the one I run to? Because menos koisi, because you're the portion of my cup. When I'm drunk, I call out to you, and b'yom ekra, on the day that I need to call out to you, I call out to you. And that shows who I really am. One year by Ne'ila, I spoke about a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ayafu Pamoyech Vano Olem Bas Nodiv. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, which means, how beautiful are your footsteps, Vano Olem, in your shoes, the daughter of the Nadiv, of the contributor. And the Chazal interpret that Bas Nadiv means Bito Shel Avraham Avinu. It's referring to Klal Yisrael. Ma'yofu Pamoy Van Olim, according to Chazal, means how beautiful are your footsteps when you go up to the, for the, when you're Oyle Regel. Bas Nadiv, Klal Yisrael, who is the daughter of Avraham Avinu. Why are we called the daughter of Avraham Avinu? Right, we're always known as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the sons of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. All of a sudden we became daughters? And besides that, what does it mean, my yofu pamoya, how beautiful are your footsteps, mana olam, in the shoes? So let's try to picture ourselves during Ne'ilah. Right? Every Yid by Ne'ilah, Ne'ilah is the peak of Yom Kippur. Every Yid at that point is calling out to the Rebbeinu Shalom from the dichducha shel nefesh, from their essence of their soul. So, let's ask ourselves, who is the true me? Am I the person that I am at Ne'ilah? On Yom Kippur? Or am I the person that I am all year round? Who is the true me? Now, a married woman. Somebody who spends her entire life with her husband. Nevertheless, when she comes home to her father's home, she feels at home. It's where she grew up. There's a sense of attachment to one's father, no matter how long they've been with their husband. So when, despite the fact that all year round we might be living with our Yetzirah, I'm not trying to compare husbands to Yetzirah, but nevertheless, Yom Kippur is the time we come home. It's the time we come home to our true selves. So the true, my true self is, I'm a daughter of Avraham Avinu. I'm a daughter of Avraham Avinu. I might be living with this Yetzirah all year round, but right now I am truly the daughter of Avraham Avinu. So even though this happens mamish seldom times, sometimes once a year, it's a palm. Palm means once in a while. Ma'yofu pa'moyech. How beautiful are those seldom times, such as Bana Olam, such as Bana Ne'ilah. Bas Nodiv, the daughter of Avraham Avinu. That is the true Yid. So according to that, I was thinking that last week's parsha, otherwise there's a pasuk mamish, seems on the surface mamish makes no sense. Adam Rishon says when he sees Chava, he says Zois Hapam, this time, Etzamei Atzamei, it's a bone out of my bones, Ubasam Ebsori, and flesh out of my flesh. I mean, Zois Hapam. How many times did he have until now? There is a Chazal that he had another wife, but Pashup Shat, this is Avraham Avinu, this is Adam Rishon's first wife. What does it mean, Zois Hapam? What Adam Rishon was saying is, any other wife from that time forward, right, is basically has her times when she goes back home. Not Chava was the only exception to that rule, because her essence was Adam Rishon, was her husband. That was her essence. So all the tradition said is Zois HaPam, right? By this one, even the Pam, even the Pamoyach, even those seldom times, it's still Etzem Ha'atzomai. Bosom Ha'atzomai, she's still part of me. She's part of my essence. Unlike every woman from, every wife from that time forward. So V'hu Nisi, U'monoisli, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam elevates me because he has given me a neshama. Umanaisli, and he's my refuge. He has placed himself within each and every one of us so we can find refuge there. Shuva Yisrael Ada Shamalekecha. Menos Koisi B'yoyim Ekra. And we are able to detect this both menos kosi, when we're intoxicated, or b'yom ekro, or on the day when we have to call out to him, since it is he that we go to, it is since he that we call out to, that shows that our true essence is a godly people. And this is what we say every morning before we begin davening. Yishkayach.